I want to invite you to take this time, and I know maybe you can just go and read the scriptures on your own, and I would encourage you to do that also. This is something different and unusual that I have never done before, but believe that I am being obedient to the Lord. As we continue to prepare for January 6th, our upcoming healing event, these are some scriptures that the Lord has given me for us to listen to meditate upon, and to ponder these things and think on these things as we continue to prepare ourselves. James 5:13 through 16 says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. If there are any in the body of Christ, if they are sick, let them come. Let them ask for prayer. If you have sin, you'll be forgiven. God is ready to forgive." And so these things, we want to come together on January the 6th with our faith built up to believe that God is faithful to this word. This is the word that he gave James, and James left this word for the church. And so we want to be obedient to what this says, and there will be oil there so that you can come and ask for that. And you know what? If you come, you are cheerful and you have the faith to believe for healing, then sing with all your might to the Lord and believe with all your faith to join with those who are coming for healing. Peter, when he was preaching at Cornelius' house in Acts 10:38, he said, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." Listen, sickness comes from the fall. That is what it is, a product, a repercussion of the fall of man. God comes and he delivers us. God not only heals our body, he delivers us from demonic oppression. He gives us hope. He gives us light to our eyes and to our darkened mind. And so he came to set us free and to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. It is not something that I can give to you, but it is faith in what Jesus can do. And so where you feel like you may be weak or struggling in that area, my prayer and desire is that as I read through these scriptures, that you listen to them, that your faith may be encouraged and built up. In Mark chapter 6, verse 5, it says, "Jesus was in his hometown. Now he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them, and he marveled because of their unbelief." We do not want to gather with unbelief. If your faith is only the size of a mustard seed, bring that and believe. We do not want Jesus to come to our midst and to the churches where he belongs. But we don't want him to come there and be as though when he walked on the earth and he was in his hometown among all those who had seen him, and there just be unbelief because they're saying, "Oh, isn't that the carpenter's son? Oh, isn't his mother and his family here among us? Who does he think he is?" We know we are coming together because he is the Son of God. All power and all authority has been given to him. And he says that if we ask in his name, and so that's what we want to do. We want to come that we can be forgiven of the burdens that we've not asked him to forgive us for, things that have been heavy upon us. there is some sickness that is caused by sin. There is sickness that the devil puts upon us. There is sickness that happens in the body because we live in a fallen world. There is oppression of the mind. There is depression of the mind. The heart is cast down. The eyes are cast down because of shame. All of those things, when we are delivered, we are delivered. And so we come and we put our hope and our trust in what His Word says. I'm not going to tell you where all of these scriptures are located. And so what I'd like to do is to try to read them and turn as quickly as I can to each one and just do a continuous flow of the reading of these scriptures that your faith may be encouraged. Amen. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord, because they called you an outcast. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. When his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed at the same hour. And when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sins. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there, and great multitudes followed him. And he healed them all, yet he warned them not to make him known, but that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will declare justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory, and in his name Gentiles will trust." And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. So that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people, those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed, and there was a great joy in that city. Now it came to pass, as Peter went through all parts of the country, that he also came down to the saints who dwelt in Lydda. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed." Then he arose immediately. At Joppa there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter pulled them out and knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leaped and walked. I pray that these scriptures will be a blessing to you in the days ahead. It is just such a small amount. There are so many more. And may the Lord lead you to the other scriptures that will encourage your faith and to believe. As we will gather that morning on January 6th to hear from what God is going to bring through His messengers, we are going to gather together with faith. We are going to be like the multitudes who had heard of all the miracles that Jesus had done, who needed a miracle in their life. And we will come and we will hear the preaching and we will receive the gift that God has for us. What we do know about Jesus is that He is a compassionate God. That all those who came to Him, He had compassion on them. He healed. He was able to heal every disease. No matter what disease you've been diagnosed with, He is able to heal. Those who were oppressed, He delivered and set them free. Those that were tormented, He was able to deliver, cast them out, and set them free. Come, come, come with your faith. Add it to our faith and let us seek after the one who can do all that He said that He can do. He is faithful to the very end with us. Amen and amen.